It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
You got it or not?
Rocks, Jack.
Wait.
You all right or not?
You got COVID tonight?
This show does not go on if Rocker ain't feeling good.
No. Rocks out. We're out.
How you feeling?
This show is dedicated to the late Rocker Bon Dylan.
I got water.
You look a little pale.
You don't look good. Chuck, how come you when you talk like with us, and then when you get on radio, you...
Introducing...
It's different.
Number one for you.
Why don't you just... You do the same. Pete does the same thing.
I know he does.
Like during basketball games. Huh? Of course, he at least didn't show up Monday night.
Nope.
What?
Somebody give me a schedule. That's all I want.
Yeah. Just about ready to eat supper. First bite. Delicious looking supper. And all of a sudden, bye-bye.
Beef and noodles.
What are you doing? We got a game. Oh, for God's sakes.
All right. Beef and I'll noodles, too.
Ooh, that's big.
That's good.
That's big. Oh, so, do you salt or pepper beef and noodles?
I go both.
Both?
Yep.
I've never put anything on my beef and noodles.
Salt.
I like
salt.
Pepper too, though.
About you, Rock?
Rocker?
I haven't had beef and noodles in years.
You like
what? If anybody's out there, it's going to bring some up. Rocker needs some.
So, like, are you a beef and noodle eater?
Unless that's mom diet. Oh,
well, that's sad. Yeah.
Bring the show
he
down.
He did have the greatest noodles of all time, too, by the way.
What's happening?
Welcome to Insight, and kind of a special edition.
A special edition.
As like, we're going to talk about the gala. We're going to talk about where we stand from a money standpoint and kind of a recap. Talk about... what we've done with some of the funds, what we're planning on doing with what's left, and then we have some time we want to spend with Rocker. Since he's not feeling well.
Is he feeling bad?
Look at him, for God's sake.
Just pay
him. How about the cats? You never did do that.
You did. You're supposed to do that that night.
So I got bumped.
You didn't get bumped. You got drunk.
Yeah, you shouldn't have drank that whole thing.
Yeah, that was
a bad move.
I never did get my $30 either.
You donated it to the cause.
I donated it to the cause.
That's what we're...
You did. Why the hell am I going to give it to you?
You're unbelievable.
He has a point there, Rocker. And then I think Rocker's got a top 10 list.
The top 10?
Of the top 10 things that happened in Fort Recovery in 2020.
Oh,
and
that's
none
a great
of them
list.
Are allowed to be COVID related.
Ooh.
Well, there goes number one.
Whoops.
One's out.
So guys, I'll tell you what, I think all of us were surprised at what the hell happened a couple weeks ago. I don't think anybody would have ever have predicted that. I know I sure didn't. I think that night we were at $133,000 when we left there.
Yep.
And change. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, and we left there at $133,000. And when you're going to announce the final total here in a little bit, the final total, what we made after we went off the air... is what I would have been so happy with. We'd have made it the whole night.
Yeah.
Because it's mind-boggling to me what these people in our area do.
So and I'll tell you what, I don't know about you guys, but I have received many new notes and cards and just people that stop by and tell us how great that was and again they experienced the same emotions that we did. They said we laughed and we cried and you know, there are so many people that we want to remember to you know, thank too. So, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the total and you know, what we've done with the money. So, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, the Insight Special Christmas Gala Edition, right after this.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wow! The 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle will be giving away 211 prizes valued at $650,000. Of the 8,000 tickets to be sold for the Super Raffle, less than 150 remain available for purchase. Get your tickets now before they are gone by buying them at Wangler Ace Hardware, Snips were Wayne Oil and Fort Recovery.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their specials for their No Limit Meat Sale. Ribeyes are just $7.99 a pound. Their own store-made casing or bulk sausage is just $2.99 a pound. And chuck roast is $4.99 a pound. DiGiorno Rising Crust Pizza is $6.89. Sara Lee Strawberry Cheesecake is $5.89. Marie Callender Pies, most varieties, are just $7.99 each. And if you're getting snacks for New Year's, Armour's Meatballs are $3.66. Eckrich Little Smokies are just $5.89 for the large 28-ounce package. And they have packages of frozen shrimp and ready-to-go shrimp rings. And don't forget the traditional sausage and sauerkraut. They have Silver Floss, Vlasic and Libby's sauerkraut, and store-made Eckrich and Winter's sausage. They'll be open their regular hours on New Year's Eve until 8 p.m., and they'll be open on New Year's Day from 10 to 6. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
58. We're back.
Christmas Gala edition of Insight. Jack Songler, Bill, Bubba, Fee, Rocker, Neil, Chuck. And I tell you what, we spent the commercial break and we did the same thing that night, trying to come up with a list of people that we need to thank because there was so much behind the scenes. You know, like getting it all ready and stuff that we really need to say thank you to a whole bunch of people. So, you know, Bubba, if you want to kind of share that list.
Very good. So we just was going through all these people, and there, and like Jack said, there's so many people that made that thing so perfect. I got a list here of Peyton Toby, who was there from the beginning to the end, sang 12 Days of Christmas, kind of brought us down a little bit. I mean, I thought 11 of us was pretty on key.
Yeah.
I thought Peyton's voice was a little bit.
Two calling birds.
It's not two calling birds.
Two French.
No, it's three French. Two turtle doves. Try that one.
Two turtle doves.
Yeah, that's it.
Work on that.
Still can't get it.
Peyton Toby. Brian Deuce. And that guy is awesome. And shish on that one. Wangler Hardware. All the tanks.
Unbelievable.
Who?
And we would have melted out there. We froze without the gas tanks. Kip and Michelle Dews brought their furnace up. That was awesome. Justin Shainline, who gave us all his straw. Matt Rickard, who was a behind-the-scenes guy who helped it from Cooper's. And then Fee, you got some, too.
Yeah, I got some from the beginning. Smitty, Dan Schmitz, and Tom Wood, and Bill were out here and set everything up, you know, and they put a bunch of time in, and it really turned out tremendous. It really did. I mean, they put all the tarps up, and there's a lot of stuff to do. You just don't think about it. Jim Wood, and Jim was, what did he end up getting?
He welded
some stuff for us.
Signs.
J&M.
Signs were awesome.
The J&M boys were awesome. Ambassadors, of course, for letting us do it. Let us be down there.
Worked out great.
It did.
They set up that whole U-turn thing. The U-drive was really good.
That was tremendous.
Ambassador Park was awesome.
Billy, you want to rest?
All right. Look like you're doing good. I can't.
Hey,
good.
Sit off you tree farms.
You can't see.
You can't see. Sit off tree farms. About to send some Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Make the place look holiday festive. Awesome.
It did look good.
Mike Weitzel and the Portland Fire Department. Came over, helped out.
Yeah, well, they had trees left over from their fire sale. And they just said, here, come get them. Told Stoney, come get them.
Awesome.
Because they sell trees for like they do family in need. They pick,
yeah.
And he said, hey, I got like three trees. So Stoney went over and grabbed them, trimmed them up a little bit. And
speaking of that.
Did his magic.
Stoney. Yeah. Steve Stone, Nature's Green, came in. Made it look good, too. And I made a phone call the night before. Bubba said, boy, it'd be neat if we had a drone. And it's just, this is the way Fort Recovery is. He called Michael. I called up. Michael Garkey says, I'll be there as soon as you need me. What time? What do you want me to do? You know, he came down and did the drone, all the pictures from the top, which was cool. Yeah. It was really cool.
And, you know, I heard so many neat things about the whole new Facebook Live thing and, you know, that piece of it that I think
we had,
that helped.
We decorated that, you know. Stone or Schmitty and Woody and myself did a lot of decorating down there. We thought this looks good, and we knew Steve Stone was going to come down there. You know, you mentioned Stone.
Yeah.
We thought, no, he can really make things look better.
Yeah, Brad Evers.
He looked last too. Yeah, he looked last. Like, yeah, okay, Bill.
That's a nice try. Nice try, Bill. Now let's do it right.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, and neat thing about that too is we actually had snow that day.
Yeah,
and you know he had to be out there plowing snow and trying to make some money, but yet he didn't forget about us.
Yep.
He came down and got that done. We thank him.
And I guess the J&M or the Greasup boys, I think it's Scott Greasup and his family, and I know his boys were down there, and awesome. They brought the fire truck down there. And what a touch that made!
It's a great touch.
And I'm like. You know, when I said, I asked him, I said, yeah, we get that flag out. It ain't just, you just don't pull in, hit a button, and that flag goes up.
Yeah.
They climbed that bad boy because they had to make sure all their lights were working. One of them boys climbed up there. I was having a nervous wreck because I can't stand heights. But we about drove it that night. If we would have had one more fireball.
Yeah.
One more.
If Rocker wouldn't have finished it up. You know, and it's kind of neat because I think everybody enjoyed having it out there,
yeah,
and enjoyed the whole drive-through thing, and you know, there's a lot of people talking about how cool it could be if the community, you know, got behind that and wanted to do something more out there from a Christmas theme standpoint,
yeah,
and you know, I mean. there's a lot of opportunity out there. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you see what's happened at the fairgrounds and what Union City does with their park and stuff, there's some neat things out there. And you'd have to think Ambassador Park would be a great place to try something like that.
I mean, I got some great ideas for next year. Yeah.
Christmas Haven?
Huh?
No.
Bill? First of all.
Haunted Haven? Now we're going Christmas.
You want me to give you a couple ideas for next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the show is going to start with a high school choir outside on a stage singing Angels Among Us. How cool would that be?
That's good.
And we're setting that up. Our driveway will be set up as a heart shape.
Oh, whoa.
You in on that?
Well, you're going to do it.
You just got to do it by the lights.
Yeah.
The drive will still be the same. Yeah. We'll light that baby in a heart. You in or out?
Oh.
I'm not good at visualizing things.
If you've seen the
Michael
Garkey's video
Of
the drone, that was really, full recovery's beautiful.
It is awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
A lot of opportunity.
There is.
So I agree.
Well, so
just thank everybody who made them.
Well,
and the other thing about that is seriously, as I think people can probably understand, going into next year, if anyone's interested in helping, you know,
got any ideas? Type
of ideas,
come on,
we're wide open to that. So anybody sits out there and says, yeah, you know, I'd be interested in helping decorate that. We actually started decorating that, 3 days, 2 days before it started?
Yeah.
Started even thinking about it. You know, we thought, oh, I'll put some lights around that shelter.
We actually didn't think, we didn't know where it was going to have it till a week before.
Yeah.
We got to.
Yeah.
So, anybody's interested, make sure you get through the whole of us throughout the year.
It is a community event. It ain't it's not a full recovery rate. It's a community event. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And you don't raise the kind of funds we raise without.
It's kind of a rocker deal, too. He's big.
You're big.
Until he about threw us off the air. About canceled it.
But he never did do the cats deal. So tonight at some point.
Yeah. We need the cats.
Cats.
To come out.
Gotta sing cats.
Can you do that for us tonight?
I think we can manage that.
Oh, for the love of God.
Well, that certainly keeps us having people tune in until the end of the show anyway. So, and you know what? Go ahead, Baba.
One other thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Catfish. Sure.
Yeah.
I messed up a lot.
You got mad at us a lot.
Yeah. He was short fused.
He was nervous. I've never seen him so nervous.
He's nervous.
How about when that first thing started, we started getting texts but it wasn't working?
No.
What do you mean, hang on?
No, wait. Going into it.
Bill unplugged it.
I can't hear. What do you mean you can't hear? I just spent 3 hours setting this thing up.
Checked every mic 9 times.
50 times.
It didn't work.
What do you mean you can't hear?
I got nothing.
Well, these two can, but these two can't.
You do.
What?
I think people probably understand by watching that it takes a lot because there's always different pictures getting flicked on there and different sounds, you know, and he's out walking around for a while. But Chuck makes that. I mean, that's all one person that's handling all that, you know. He does an amazing job.
He does.
Jesus.
My niece, Renee and Andy were home, and they're kind of techie people, too, and they were impressed. They said... That's unbelievable. He said you had different camera angles. You had all this stuff going on. He goes, that's tremendous.
It was awesome.
So they turned on and never stopped. He said we stayed on the whole time. He said, well, you got to stay for that 12 days of Christmas. He said, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I said, yeah, that's interesting.
If like that's the greatest thing that they've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's
they need
that's
to get scary. Out.
Right, and I'll tell you what, the other thing that we need to mention from a thinking standpoint is Pastor Q and the job that he did. The Vaughn triplets.
Fabulous.
Oh, my.
Holy cow.
Holy cow, are they good.
Their university.
Karen, of course. Yeah.
Their university sharing
about
our
that?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Karen Myring.
Karen Myring. And Bob, too. I mean, Bob...
Yeah.
Bob didn't say much, but you know that what he was feeling there as Karen was talking and singing,
unbelievable.
The strength. And then Alex called.
Yep, awesome.
And that, I mean, did
people drop notes?
He did such a nice job.
Chainsaw came up.
Chainsaw was in. That was awesome.
Of course, we had the nuns.
Just the high school girls. Paige and
Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn were great.
Okay, so who else were
fabulous?
Tremendous. Father Matt.
Yep.
How about that guy? It calls in. That tells you right there he loved it.
Who are we missing from it?
Yeah.
We got to think about that. Who are we missing from a
talent
concept, from a standpoint?
Neil and the Kazoo.
Neil and the Kazoo. We're missing somebody. Hate to miss somebody.
Don't want to miss anybody.
We had more people than that.
I ain't remember. We got about one brain Set between all of us. We got no memory left.
Nothing.
We'll think of it for the night. I'm saying we missed somebody.
I don't think so.
Yep.
I don't think
we did. $5. We did. Make y'all $5.
We did miss something. You didn't do Malika Leaky.
Malika Laka.
Malika Leaky.
I can't say it right, yeah.
Malika Leaky.
Mickey Makahuga.
But, and you know what? It is all of that. It is the drone flying overhead. It's all that talent, you know. It's the way it was set up. It just made for really pretty night.
Great
night. Really did.
I had a cold for about 2 weeks afterwards.
Is that right?
COVID.
Sick. No, I ran it.
Yeah.
Rocker's got it now.
Yeah. COVID.
He looks terrible. His look bad.
Nothing a shot of fireball won't fix.
True.
So, so let recapping that night. When we first, the very first flip, I about passed out.
We heard.
So did you have an idea? I mean, did you turn a bunch of pre-money in?
No.
So that was people who just right off the get-go, bingoed us.
Boom.
Yep.
I mean, our first flip was $29,000.
$30,000.
Yep. First half hour.
And I'll tell you what, you know, some of the... And again, this is a community thing. But when you see the business owners and you know, the businesses, a lot of them have had a pretty tough year, you know. But others have done pretty well, and people want to help. I really think that this whole idea of doing this gave people a vehicle that they want to help people, and this is the most direct way that they can do it. Yep. You know, and it's
and you can see where it goes.
Yeah,
that's just huge. I think that's, you know, you like to donate to a lot of things, but you just ain't sure where some of it goes. Yeah, this comes back.
Yeah, it's an event. You know, that's the thing. I think people like it. It's not it turned into, and by no one person's work, it turned into an event. You know, you could bring kids down. Kids could enjoy it by seeing the lights, visiting with Santa. All of a sudden, you get that crowd. You get good people that just... The people you see drive through, I mean, you seriously, I think I said at that time, we all said, I mean, this gives you goosebumps. Well, yeah. They're you know, from the get-go. I mean, there's just a line of cars coming through. And you know, it wasn't because we were doing such a, you know, it wasn't because what we were doing.
Yep.
It's because they had the opportunity to do it. The opportunity was there to put your damn money in a basket and help local families.
And you kind of said that, Bill, that night.
My gosh.
There's a lot of people that don't want recognition, and they don't want to come in and talk and everything. They just want to dump their money off, and this was simple.
Yeah. It's funny because we talked that night. Some people come through, wave to you, Merry Christmas. Some people, they got their head down. Put their money in the thing. They don't want the recognition, but they want to give.
Yeah.
That's cool as hell, too.
Absolutely. Some of those have beer in the car, too.
Yeah, true. I seen Duck come through there, you know. He's loaded. Yeah.
But when... Okay, so like Toonie Trucking, and that was the one. Here's a company in Osgood who could give their money to a lot of different places.
Yep.
They don't have to give it to 4 Recovery Radio. They don't have to, and they come over here. And did you have any idea that was happening?
You know, I had received a text asking, you know, some questions. You know, from you, Mrs. Tooney.
Yeah.
I didn't know her. I answered the questions and I have no idea that was coming, though.
That was like,
yeah. And again, you know, when like we share, and we'll probably take one more break before we, you know, share the amount that we've got right now. But, you know, there's still money coming in, too. You know, Neil just talked that, you know, I think you said you had $250 worth of checks or so.
Just came in today.
Yeah.
I haven't had a day yet that I didn't get some checks
something.
In the mail.
You know, and I think, you know, probably another week of it, you know. But, you know, I think that the number that we share here in a bit will you know, be close. You 98% of it.
Yeah, because most of the time the money coming in now has already been pledged.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just.
We're thinking people, too. Janice.
Yeah. Ooh.
She takes care of all that money.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Janice comes up big here, too. She does a lot of stuff for this community.
When we started this thing 5 years ago, we had no clue what the hell we were getting
into.
Can you
imagine? Like, we'd have done this ourselves.
I mean, we never, God. You know, we say, you know, if we make $1,000,
we thought that was big.
And when you hear this total tonight, folks,
it's incredible. It's,
we never dreamed it. It got so big that it just unbelievable.
And it started out, we had a basket on this table.
Yeah.
When people came in, we'd hand them a basket and put your money in there.
Give them a candy cane.
Yep. Give them a candy cane. And
have a drink. So,
yeah.
Bill's still matching this, right?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
And we gave away hams or turkeys or...
Yeah, we gave away like six hams to people.
Oh, we're giving away hams next year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we want to get somebody... We just give something to
get
people involved.
Yeah, we get some interest, yeah.
Yep.
Jeez.
We got interest.
Crazy.
So, and, you know, Fee, like you said, you know, Janice is so easy to, you know, work with. And I don't have the skill to do one-tenth of what she does with this stuff. And she's so organized and so... precise. I can't imagine anybody better at doing this than what she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she loves it. I mean, I really do believe that.
I think that's one thing, too, that should be said was that, and this is led by Neil. We're just guys on mics here.
Yeah.
Jack, of course, leads it and spends time and, you know, gets things a little more organized. But the organization that goes into this, you know, it's just, it's kind of crazy, you know, so
I tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the semifinal total, and what we've done with the proceeds up to this point, and how we kind of walk through that in our heads and stuff, and, you know, what we're planning on doing in the future. And so we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food, and lots of fun. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this weekend, next week on Fort Recovery Radio. This Saturday, the boys will travel to Lincoln View to take on the always tough Lancers. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team, Dave Kalp and Harold Feely, will bring you the action live. Next Monday evening, the ladies will host Mississinewa Valley, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that action live, and the video will also be broadcast live on the NFHS network with Fort Recovery Radio's audio. Next Thursday, the girls will host the undefeated New Knoxville Lady Rangers and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast, and it will also be on the NFHS network with their audio. Then on Friday, the boys will travel to New Knoxville to take on the Rangers in the barn. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that game live. On Saturday, it'll be a doubleheader with the girls hosting Mechanicsburg and will simulcast WPGW's coverage, and it will also be on the NFHS network. Saturday evening, the boys will travel to Botkins, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the varsity game live. Lots of great basketball action coming up on Saturday and next week. Be sure to follow our Indians teams live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Jack Stogler, Dan Haggerty.
I like it. He has no idea who Dan
is. Yeah, no, I know.
It's Grizzly Adams.
Grizzly Adams.
Grizzly.
Hey, Grizzly Adams.
Yeah.
Dan Haggerty, he was on that song, he sang, what's rock or what did he sing?
Is he thinking John Fogerty?
Yes.
John Fogerty.
Well, John Fogerty. What did he sing?
Dan Fogerty. Don Fogerty.
Might be thinking of
Dan Fogelberg.
That's what it was.
Nice.
He sang, what, Poo. What's that Poo song?
Poo.
Poo, you know, poo.
Who? Dan Fogelberg?
Yeah.
Poo. No, he sang.
Run for
that,
the
that was Kenny Loggins, their genius.
Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins sang
poo. How about that poo song? You got that?
What poo song?
Return to Poo Corner.
Huh?
What?
What is it?
Return to
Poo Corner.
Return to Poo Corner.
Yeah. Chuck?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Kenny Loggins.
Sang a poo song. Never heard of it.
And here's he.
Yep.
You don't even know where he's at.
I do.
It's Kenny Loggins.
Who was the drunkest on gala night? Which one of them two? Bill or Rocker?
We started drinking about 4:30 when we said, here, listen to this song.
What's happening right now?
Wait a minute, listen. This is why I thought Dan Fogelberg sung. Dan Fogelberg sings sounds a lot like this, by the way.
He does.
That ain't the guy we originally was talking about, which was who?
Dan Fogelberg?
No, the guy.
Dan Haggerty.
Haggerty. Go ahead.
Off the rails.
There it goes.
Here we go.
Kind of reminds me of our morning show.
Yes. Boy, yeah.
Is that ever coming back, or is there a chance?
Yeah. It's when I retire, it's going to be like maybe 3 times a day.
Breakfast with Bill. Dinner with Bill. Supper with Bill. Midnight snack with Bill.
The wreck of the Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hope you don't retire.
Oh, my. So, I tell you what. So, I got a note from Janice Feely this afternoon, last night, I don't know when it was. And so the total that we've had up to this point was 178,800 and like 86 cents. So
wow.
That's
178,000 dollars.
So
almost a quarter of $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
a sixth of a million.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Fifth of crazy.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
It is. It's. And you can't.
Yeah.
No words to.
Incredible.
But during the break, Neil showed us a lot of cards that people sent in, and some of the nice things people say about giving them an avenue, like you said, Jack, of their kids now. They talk about where they want. They can't wait to give to the Fort Kevy Radio Gala and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
That's exactly what it's about.
That's pretty special.
Well, and I tell you what, I think one of the neatest attributes of this thing, and it is like we witnessed when Chainsaw came up. You know, the first people to give are oftentimes the people that were beneficiaries in years past, and it's the cards and notes that we've received, and I received a very nice note from Jenny Dipple, with a contribution, and Scott's still fighting a hell of a fight.
They're in the battle yet, and they still, it's Chainsaw.
But,
they're still in the battle, and but they think enough of the gesture to come up here and donate.
Yeah, and last Monday, we didn't know what the total was going to be, but we knew that we had some funds, that it was before Christmas, that some of the families that we were giving to, timeliness of it was a pretty important factor. Mm-hmm. So we got together and last Monday we distributed to the five families that we had identified and help me identify them all. So the Dirksen family, the Smiths,
Timmerman,
Jeff Timmerman, Alex Myring,
and the their mom that passed away.
Serio.
Yeah.
And so we distributed just shy of $100,000 last Monday night to those five families, and they were very grateful, they were humbled, it was a very humbling experience, and I'm sure you guys experienced that. Mm-hmm. to be able to do that. Okay, since that time, we've given to at least two other families that weren't on the list. We've got two other families that we've been notified with. It's a far-reaching thing.
Yeah, when we originally thought we would get four or five families, and if we'd make $1,000, we'd give each of them $250. Well, now you got five families, and you got this kind of money. They don't expect that kind of money. You're not going to give everything to five families. So our philosophy, and the guys, all of us sitting here, and Neil and mm-hmm. Chuck, all of us, is give these five families a big chunk. But just throughout the year, a lot of people get sick and need help. So we thought we would just carry it. That's why we got the foundation involved. And I think for the last couple of years, we've been giving money out the entire year. Is that correct, Jack?
Yeah.
Yep. And I think that's a big thing about Neil. When this first started, and after the second or third year, we realized, holy cow, this is getting to be a lot of money. Mm-hmm. He didn't want anyone to ever question the whole money trail. So it's direct. I mean, it goes from this, Bert and Marcia and whoever else is in there, they're receiving it that night, and it goes to the bank, and it goes to Janice Feely for the foundation, and it's distributed, so... And I've always, Neil, he never wanted to be, Neil's the driver of this thing. No, I don't think we mentioned Neil. know, this has all been, you know, Neil's, this is Neil's baby when you think about it. But he always wanted to make sure, you know, this, we want to make sure, I don't ever want to be in the middle of anybody saying, wait a minute, where'd that money? No, it goes from here directly up to the bank, directly to the foundation.
Yeah.
And then from she then, you know, it's the checks are written directly to the family. So yep. No one can ever say, you know, that type of thing. So it's a tremendous way. And like you said, we didn't have any idea we'd be making this much money, and to be able to help people year round is an unbelievable deal.
Yeah. And another thing that's really good about that, if you don't even want to write a check, you can go on the Full Recovery Foundation's website, go to Venmo, and have it debited out of your account. You don't even have to write a check, and it never goes through the mail through here. We had one check that I turned in that the envelope had been kind of chewed up by the mail sorter, and 95% of the check was still there, but not all of it. So you can kind of eliminate some of that by just doing it on Venmo too, and we don't touch it, but we can find out that it's in there, that it's put in with our funds, and we're notified. But so that,
and on a tinier note, like, you know, the presents that are given to the kids and the shots that we drink at night, Rocker, remember them? Neil buys all that. What do you think about that? I mean, how many kids walked out of there with a little present? Neil himself bought every one of those presents, had them in a box, wrapped somehow. That's just something he wanted to do.
Yep.
So, and every time that we had a new tote board, here come another round of whiskey. And next thing you know, me and Rocker can't talk.
Yeah.
Huh?
The kids didn't get no shots, did they?
I don't know. Neil's in charge of that. Nah, it was really cool. Very.
Almost none of them got
Neil does a lot of behind the scenes things there that makes us all click.
Well, and you know, for those that asked or made, you know, recommendations, you know, one of the other families that we helped out was the family in St. Henry that had the house fire on, you know, Christmas night, you know, and we presented them a check yesterday. So it's, you know, the people that gave to this fund, if you've got some new recommendations on other people that you know we can help, we would be happy to consider it, you know, I really can't think of anybody that we have, you know, that we haven't said yes to a certain extent, yeah. You know. So
I agree. It's just unbelievable. I just got a text message that donating $6,000.
That they've already donated. No?
No.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Now we're back to crying again.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So now we're.
Now that makes it triple.
Well, it means just.
Astounding number.
It's unbelievable.
Almost
it is. It's unbelievable. It really is. I just.
I tell you what, we go around and we hand those checks out, and everybody should feel proud of giving their money, because man, when you see the looks on the people's faces, and it's just great. I mean, it's just great, and it's awful great to be part of this community.
The other thing you find is that it's not the dollar amount.
No,
you know, it doesn't matter if it's 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, or 20,000. The fact that the community is helping them at a time of need says everything.
Yep.
And some of the most emotional, touching moments have been with the people that get the lowest amounts. You know, and it's just
we wish neat. You wish you did have a scroll going on to where everyone who donated was made public. You know, we understand that some of the bigger people, you know,
Don't have to give the amount.
No, we don't have to give the amount, but we, you know, it's kind of tough to do because there's so many. But we wish we could. We wish we could name every person that makes a donation. But
they know who they are. You know,
yeah.
So they
and that's not why they do it.
No,
yeah,
no. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know, I told the story that night about the two little girls that came in. One gave $1. One gave $3.04. That was one of our biggest donations ever. But some last, I think a week ago today, maybe mom came in with two young boys and a young daughter. One of them had $4, one had $6, one had $7, donated it. They were just all smiles, and they sang "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." That was a huge donation.
That's big.
$17 was monstrous. Things like that mean
Well, with Bubba's new number, and with you announcing the tote, I think we should do one more of these things that Neil called "Let's Have a Shot." What do you think, Rock?
Absolutely.
184,000.
We ain't gonna have as many tonight.
No.
Where's the rest of the bottle for Rocker?
Here's to it, boys.
It was amazing reading. I last night I couldn't go to sleep, and so I'm watching the show. And it's probably the first time I watched the whole thing, and the part where. There's a couple parts that are unbelievable. But the 12 Days of Christmas, right? That guy there. And I know that.
And he's pointing to Rocker.
I don't think Rocker realizes how big a part he is in that show. He really is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You got to realize, Rocker, that people in Ford Cover really love you. And I'm not, you know, we give you a hard time. But, dude, you're a wonderful human being.
I look at it, you know. What little amount, I feel like I give a little amount, even though I give the same thing I always give, but I feel like I don't give enough. Then, you know,
well, you gave Bill COVID right now.
Well, he's had worse than that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this time to apologize to the people who are listening and viewing, the public. For that little outburst.
No,
I know.
But those headphones were shot.
I listened to that show. I know 15 straight times when I drive in my truck. I rewrite it 15 times. I laughed for a straight hour listening to you do that. That's class.
We went back. I don't know if you guys got the text messages of that. I went and pulled it.
Yeah, I seen that.
Sent it to you guys. Classic. Oh. Highlight of the show, Rocker.
Yeah, you were the highlight.
Good thing it was at the end, or it would shut us all down.
At that time, I don't know if there were 15 people listening, was it?
No, wasn't nobody. No. What was our listeners that night? Did you ever look? Didn't you say one time there was like 400 people listening or something?
400.
Well, watching.
That was at one time.
About 300 on Facebook.
You know, but I think all total, the number of people that saw it was like 4,000 or something like that.
You mean views?
Did you say 4,000?
400.
Oh, 400. 4,000?
Yeah.
We had right around 500.
Well, it was amazing afterwards. I mean, I was at, I went to Gales's, and the lady working at Gales's told me about it, and I didn't know who it was.
Nope.
And she... Yeah, it's amazing how many people at that. It was the.
I walk into the office at Cooper's the next day, and Carol Konecki's in there, and she's bawling. And she goes, "I am writing a thank you to every person that gave money last night." I mean,
she told me next year she's coming up bringing shots with us every time we drink it.
Speaking of which, we had tons of people who give us cookies, who bring food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
Joyce will
every year bring.
But you know, the other thing about that is and we got to be honest, this year was it's been an unbelievable year, and I think people's hearts, for whatever reason this year, we didn't know if it'd be more conservative because of understandably everybody'd be holding back, they got their own issues, they just opened up.
Yeah.
So we understand that next year, that, you know, this number we got this year is kind of crazy, but you know, we think about, we all, you always try to get over every year. How in the hell could you even think about no. ever doing that? You know, we understand that. But
well, we thought that at $17,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. How would we ever get that? Mm.
Now we're tripling.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable the amount of people who comment on that. So.
So I'm looking at the total stats for that night. It's 9,100 that have watched it in full.
9,100 people have watched that.
9,100.
Yep.
9,100 views.
Question, yep. Bob.
Yeah.
Is there a sports talk tonight?
At there Fallen's? Is not. No.
Okay.
Nope. Nope.
This is it.
Although there is a huge weekend of sports talk, and it starts with the Buckeyes and ends with the Browns.
Yes.
Other than that,
Bill sent a text out. You get to win one.
Ooh.
Get one win.
I hate Dabo so bad, I almost would root for the Buckeyes. So this is only for Browns and Buckeye fans. If you had one win this weekend, who would it be? Either one of them teams could win. Who would it be? I look at it, of course, the Buckeyes are kind of always in this position, or a heck of a lot more.
Browns
this is a shot to do something they haven't done in a long time. I get that, but I hate Dabo Sweeney. So my heart's torn. Torn.
Anyway, how about we just win them both?
Talk. That's my sports talk. What?
How about we just win them both?
Yeah. And how about you guys didn't even get into this 40-40 recovery teams. So, a lot going on right now.
There is.
Right, Rock.
Top 10? Is it Tom 10 list?
Yes.
Man, you want to go to a break? You want to go to a break?
Yeah, I tell you what. Let's
break. Pay the
finish
bills.
We'll finish the break.
Okay, we got to do top 10. We got to do New Year's. We got New Year's. We got to talk about what they're doing New Year's.
Yeah.
And about their guy and good things to do. And then we got cats.
Meow. Meow.
A comb just got molested on that song.
Yeah, both of them were good.
That guy's a cat. He can, he's like he's a ventriloquist.
Is he?
How about
he's
dogs?
A ventriloquist.
What kind you want? Big one, little one?
We'll be back.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Wow. There is still a select number of raffle tickets remaining to purchase for the 2021 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. The raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000, including 3 vehicles, 8 trips, 50 firearms, golf carts, ATVs, a camper, a boat, and other cash and prizes. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, or our Facebook page at Wow Raffle for the complete list of businesses that are selling tickets or purchase directly through our website. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wart, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their specials for their No Limit Meat Sale. Ribeyes are just $7.99 a pound. Their own store-made casing or bulk sausage is just $2.99 a pound. And chuck roast is $4.99 a pound. DiGiorno Rising Crust Pizza is $6.89. Sara Lee Strawberry Cheesecake is $5.89. Marie Callender Pies, most varieties, are just $7.99 each. And if you're getting snacks for New Year's, Armour's Meatballs are $3.66. Eckrich Little Smokies are just $5.89 for the large 28-ounce package. And they have packages of frozen shrimp and ready-to-go shrimp rings. And don't forget the traditional sausage and sauerkraut. They have Silver Floss, Vlasic and Libby's sauerkraut, and store-made Eckrich and Winter's sausage. They'll be open their regular hours on New Year's Eve until 8 p.m., and they'll be open on New Year's Day from 10 to 6. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Island. Marianne's dead.
That is
goodbye, Marianne.
That is for Dawn Well. Dawn Well passed away today at the age of
82.
Oh,
no. Anyways, and who was that?
She played Marianne.
Marianne.
So, hey, Marianne or Marianne. Ginger?
Ginger was the movie star. I mean, not the...
Yes.
What about her? Who's better looking?
Yeah.
Oh, Marianne. Marianne.
I agree. I'm a Marianne.
I mean, no, Ginger.
Tina looks a little better since she's still with us.
It's not Tina. It's Louise something. Tina Louise.
Tina who?
He's correct.
She ain't with us. She died.
Tina's still with us. They're genius.
I'm taking him.
So
Chuck can look it up, but I'm
so if you could binge watch any comedy from the 70s,
yep,
Andy Griffith,
okay, what would you want to binge watch? Happy Days.
I do like Happy Days.
Oh, I loved Happy Days.
You like it better than Andy Griffith?
Andy Griffith's 60s.
That's older.
Yeah,
Bobby Dan.
All in the Family?
No, I hate it. Racist really? Show.
How boy, that wig, let me alone, brain.
Gene Stapleton. How about MASH? When's that?
70s.
MASH.
80s.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, Walton. MASH.
Oh, I like Walton.
How about, like,
that's not a comedy, but
Taxi?
I hated Taxi. Hey,
Taxi?
Barney Miller.
Hey, Three's Company.
Oh, never seen it.
Loved them two girls.
Hated it.
Night Court?
Marky Post.
That was the 80s, by the
Marky
way.
Marky Post
from St. Henry.
One time.
Marky Post on Night Court.
I know she's from St. Henry.
What?
She's from St. Henry. Wally's sister.
Wally?
Fact.
Pretty good baseball.
Look it up. Look it up, boy.
Google that one.
So, rocker.
Google that.
We're putting it on your tombstone, by the way.
Google that.
Soon, too.
It ain't going to be long.
It's going to be long. So,
you ain't looking good either.
Hey, by the way, folks, there's something else we missed from the Christmas gala. Somebody was supposed to jump off of a van onto a table.
You never did get
that. Yeah, he never did get that done.
He just climbed the ladder.
I wasn't all good, and we got to 190,000.
Hey, we still got time.
Next year.
We're almost there.
Next year he's on.
So, we have a rocker list tonight?
Yes.
And what is it?
Top 10 things that happened in Fort Recovery this year.
All right.
Let's be top notch as usual.
1 through 10 is nothing.
Can we disagree?
Nothing happened.
Number 10?
Number 10.
The Lady Indians volleyball season.
Terrible.
Oh, no, it was good.
Good season.
Yeah. I mean, it's top 10.
That's bad.
They got beaten in districts.
Huh? No, we had regionals.
That's bad.
Did we?
Started out bad.
All right.
We had our first district title in a long
time. All right, I agree with you. Good one. Yeah. Good one, Rock.
Good job. All right.
Good job, good. Good job, buddy.
Number 9, it's going to be worse than number 10 in that case. Street repairs. The street by the post office.
Post office?
That's the dumbest thing
you've ever heard.
Top
10 things that happened before you ever fixed the road.
Hey.
We are losers.
Slow year.
Fix the road is number 9?
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ.
It's 9. Now we got a few more of these.
You got to get better than that.
Number 8, the Opera House plans.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's a good one. Nice one.
Good job.
I'm back, baby.
He's back.
I think that's going to be big.
Well, especially since the premiere show is going to be Rocker singing Cats.
I like
That big.
If that floor hold me.
Oh, yeah, they'll stir that baby up.
That's how it'll go through. Pretty fast.
You'll be sitting on a Mike Brockman group.
Be a hurting cat.
here.
That nine lines went up. Number seven. Now, right, okay. We got to hold up on it because this is pretty emotional. This is going to get pretty emotional.
Okay.
The Courage of Alex Myring.
Oh, good one. That's good. A good one.
Yeah, who's arguing with that one?
I was waiting for the tissues to come out for that one.
Okay, keep
that's good.
Pretty
quick. And
wasn't didn't pan out there. Crickets. Number six. That's another good one. The Cooper Pavilion.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh.
Well.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah. That's all right.
No.
We're going with it.
Rock just got
it. Okay, we're going with it.
Put air conditioning in this year.
Yeah.
We didn't put a fan up.
Number five. Well, we need that fan, too. Yeah.
Hot.
Number five, the Virtual Wow. Even though it wasn't what we wanted.
Wow is a Wow is an incredible store.
They got like 10 tickets left.
None.
No. It's unbelievable.
Sold out.
Is it going?
Yep. They just put it on by 4 o'clock.
But
8,000 tickets.
A new promo.
8,000 gone.
Yesterday.
Oh, they're not going.
Wow.
Another.
Where
we
at?
Type of
deal. Where we at, Rock?
We are at number four.
Four. Okay.
What we got?
This one's kind of sad. The FR people we have lost this year. Like Les Neil? Johnson.
Oh, Les.
Yeah. What's the title of this?
Chuck's Headphones.
What's the title of this
Yeah.
top 10 list?
The
top 10 things that happened.
And for recovery this year.
So one of the best things that happened.
You got a phone call there, Chief.
Hey, it's one of the best things that happened is we lost people.
Yes.
Well, it's
an event. You're killing me, Smalls.
What else you got?
I get what you're saying, though. I'm with you on that.
Had to work that one, Brock.
Jesus.
Number three.
Saddest top 10 list ever.
A change of guard at school, the high school. The kind of, the different, positions and all that stuff.
I like it.
No, we changed.
I like it. School. I like it. I think our administration is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did have a little change. All right.
It might be a little high.
I don't, it ain't high compared
may
to
I,
2 years
okay,
ago.
Jack might back me up on that. I did have a short notice on this list. So, yeah.
That was good. Don't back at
I let you know Friday.
Because Bubba...
I just found out an hour and a half
back
ago.
Back down to Bubba? He ain't nothing.
Number two. Let's go.
Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
It's great.
The Christmas Gala.
Gala.
That ain't number one.
Well,
this number one better be...
It's going to be big.
This better be an eye popper.
It better be. You're getting...
You're going to get punched right in the face.
You know what number one is? He got one of those rice cookers for Christmas. That's number one.
What's number one?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
This better be good.
Corona halts everything.
It didn't halt anything.
I guess Corona is kind of a big deal this year.
Yeah. About got to have it number one.
I was reading up on it today. Pretty serious.
Just found that out. Huh?
He was reading her up on her today.
What? A little slow there, the Coopers, was it?
Yeah. That's a good list.
Good
Rock, that was a good list. Put together quick, too. The only one that's shaky is celebrating dead people. And then,
well, wasn't celebrating them. I'm just honoring them. There's a big difference.
Best thing
the street.
Happen.
The street. I mean, the street.
So, let's say I die next year and they ask you to do this top 10 list. Am I going to be like, number one thing?
No.
Bill died.
No, it'll be, we still didn't get that Christmas album you was promising us.
Hey, the street. Number nine.
I had to come up with a short.
Bubba, when that project's all done.
Well, Dave Stouter wasn't even mentioned.
This is so awesome.
Who?
Dave Stouter.
He's still alive.
The rockers.
Yeah, I'm just
that.
Saying. He walks up and down the sidewalk every day. People can see his presence.
He's giving out presents?
Mm.
I doubt it.
Hey.
He doesn't look much like
Steve. He did good.
He did
good.
Thank you.
Good list.
Is it that time?
Yeah.
For what, your rant?
No.
You got a rant?
You got a rant, too?
You got a rant, too?
It is open mic rocker right now.
It is.
It's prime time mic rock.
This is the thing I was supposed to do at the Christmas gala, and we got bumped.
Uh-oh.
Well, it happens. The Tonight Show gets bumped sometimes.
No.
Midnight and the kitties are sleeping all alone in the forest where the mists are light. Midnight and the kitties are sleeping.
Keep going.
All alone in the forest. Where the mills are light. Oh my God,
that one. That was beautiful. That was one of the best.
And somewhere a couple cats got molested on that song.
So how did you learn
David Letterman?
How to speak.
Most of it was from the David Letterman show. He always did that every time they brought that up.
Later.
Bubba, it was too much for Bubba. He's out of here.
Yeah.
I killed him.
Too much cats.
Couldn't follow you up, Rocker.
That was good. So,
what are we thinking, boys?
I don't know.
We have, sorry.
Anything else? You have a rant, Rocker?
He was trying to say something.
The only rant I have... Don't worry, I have a rant, except for the fact that our illustrious governor has given us three more weeks of curfew.
Yeah, that's a good rant. There you go.
Crikeys. You know, it's times like this where you wish there was more parades in Dallas.
Whoa.
There was more what?
Parades in Dallas.
Parades on November 22nd, 1963.
Yeah.
But then again, well... You can't have them all.
So what's so bad about him continuing?
Because it's never going to end. He's just going to...
10 o'clock. Why 10 o'clock?
He's just going to keep moving the goalposts. That's basically what this is going to be.
What does that mean? Okay, so I hear him say he's moving the goalposts. What does that mean?
It's never going to end.
Or are we making progress somehow?
Is it going down?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the goal?
Well, is it ever going to go down if, you know, the numbers keep going up? Because every time there's a death there, they attribute to COVID. Therefore, the numbers go up and the curfew stays in place.
Okay. You got him already.
Yeah. So, if you're the governor, what do?
Well, you... Got it. At some point, you got to let the businesses open, which I'm not sure if there's any. As far as Ohio wise, there's no. I mean, businesses.
What are you going to do at 10 o'clock Saturday night?
Eat, drink.
No, you ain't, because you got to go home.
No, we're going to lift that bad boy right
real
quick.
Thank you very much. Absolutely.
But that's the little thing. I mean, talking about the bigger things and bigger picture is, you know, I'm not sure Ohio has really been, as far as like business shut down, that bad. Except for the, you know, the 10 o'clock curfew thing.
What do you think, Bill?
I agree.
With Rocker?
Bubba wants to...
Yeah.
Bubba said...
Hello.
P? As a businessman.
Let's open.
Hey.
Let's go.
Bubba just got 3 texts. Said Rocker can't sing. They want their donations back.
He should have stayed up here.
Yeah. So, well,
another break.
We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to wrap things up.
Sounds good.
Yep. And caller and I here, so we'll be back right after this.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 60-cent wings, traditional or boneless, and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this weekend, next week on Fort Recovery Radio. This Saturday, the boys will travel to Lincoln View to take on the always tough Lancers. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team, Dave Kalp and Harold Feely, will bring you the action live. Next Monday evening, the ladies will host Mississinewa Valley, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that action live, and the video will also be broadcast live on the NFHS network with Fort Recovery Radio's audio. Next Thursday, the girls will host the undefeated New Knoxville Lady Rangers, and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast, and it will also be on the NFHS network with their audio. Then on Friday, the boys will travel to New Knoxville to take on the Rangers in the barn. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that game live. On Saturday, it'll be a doubleheader with the girls hosting Mechanicsburg, and will simulcast WPGW's coverage, and it will also be on the NFHS network. Saturday evening, the boys will travel to Botkins, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the varsity game live. Lots of great basketball action coming up on Saturday and next week. Be sure to follow our Indians teams live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths, with locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Case of which I'm certain, I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, careful step along the byway, and more.
We're live.
Much
we're
more.
We're on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. All right.
I did it my way.
My way.
Bobby. He had perfect mic distance there.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Chuck,
I've
seen you did that.
What the hell?
I told him she had perfect pitch. She was absolutely perfect.
Mic distance.
Mic distance, yeah.
She had good mic distance, too.
That's a long story.
I'm not very good with that mic distance. I need to get real close to that.
Awesome.
he's a hoot, ain't he? So,
Bubba Myrie.
I tell you what, I have in front of me.
What you got, Jackson?
The OSBA Media Honor Roll Award, I guess I will call it, that is presented to Neil Spencer in Fort Recovery Radio from the OSBA, which is the Ohio School Board Association. And it states, I'll screw this up. Now be it resolved that the Fort Recovery Board of Education names Neil Spencer of Fort Recovery Radio to the 2020 OSBA Media Honor Roll, calling attention to the ongoing responsible and exemplary nature of reporting on this community's public schools. We express our appreciation for your balanced and accurate approach to sharing
with this community both the challenges facing our schools and the success achieved by the staff and students. Your work has aided the community in focusing on the goal of providing the best public schools we can have for every child who attends them.
So, well done. That is awesome. Yeah. Congratulations, Neil.
That is awesome.
That is very good. And I'll say this. From day one, when you started this, it's been about the school. It's been about kids.
Yeah.
It's been about whatever kids are performing in. You've been there. So people that, for whatever reason, can't listen to our children do whatever they're going to do, you've been there to let that voice be heard. And there's been some hiccups along the way, which we won't get into. But for the school board to acknowledge you like they are now, I mean, it is long overdue and very well deserved. So congratulations.
That is exactly what we've been trying to do all along. Schools, kids, community, business, yes. Promote all of that.
And, you're right on.
It's just nice that there is some way for them to formally show their appreciation. It's been told to me numerous times by a lot of different administrators that they really appreciate it. But with this, something that
very nice.
That's very formal, I'm just, we're...
Well done, we're 2020 school board and administrators.
I'm sure lots and lots of people saw the picture with Chuck and me with Mr. Brown and Mr. Wordcamp.
Congratulations. Very good. Yep. Chuck, I know you play a big part of that too, so congratulations to both of you guys. Yep.
As I've said many times, without Chuck, people would be saying, remember when they were trying to do that Fort Recovery Radio thing? Wouldn't that have been neat if that could have worked?
If that would have worked.
You guys have done a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and you know, when you do that, it's the kids that benefit. It's the parents. It's the grandparents. Kids love to be recognized. And the job that Bob and Fee do when it comes to bringing in those seniors, or they make those kids feel special. And the job that you did, with the graduations and with the award ceremonies, and I mean, just thing after thing of. Okay,
let's be honest. How many years have you on the station?
We've been six years and 6 weeks.
Six years and 6 weeks. But Neil talked about this 7 years ago for quite a long time over quite a few brewskis out at the bowling alley.
Yep.
Talking about the goal he had in mind, and it was always Fort Recovery, we can do this, we can make this, and exactly. And at the time, I'm sure there was many of us who thought, come on, Fort Recovery. And take, for instance, 2 weeks ago tonight, that doesn't happen without his foresight.
And a whole bunch of people helping out.
But that just happens. That just comes, that snowballs. It takes one guy to be a driver, and congratulations. Well done.
Yes, sir. So, anything to wrap up here, gentlemen?
Okay.
New Year's Eve plans?
Wait a minute.
Billy?
I'm going to throw this out there. You tell me how crazy I am. Clemson, 38. Ohio State, 27. Cleveland, 26. Pittsburgh, 16. What do you think?
I ain't happy about the Buckeyes losing, but
I ain't
real happy about the Browns.
I think... So, will the Browns be at full strength?
They say Thursday all the receivers are back.
Okay.
Supposedly. So, we'll see. What's the odds of that? It's unbelievable being a Browns fan. I mean, it is unbelievable. It's the greatest year. This is the greatest year we've had in 20 years, and this happens.
How can they...
It's incredible.
Maneuver the schedule like they did when Baltimore was going.
Yeah, they all waited till Tuesday to play.
Yeah,
but we can't. We can't play.
And you know what? Maybe it had to do with
with when they tested positive.
That could be that, too.
And
that,
on the same line, Ohio State. Now, people can say what they want about, oh, they've only played six. You know, that ain't fair. Well, I guarantee you, those teams that's played 10 or 11 games, that's been an advantage. How can you play every 2 weeks, have half your team out for a couple of those games, and actually, click?
You know,
and still
so
win.
You know, so where they're at, I ain't counting them dead yet either. I'm changing. Hey.
Wait a minute.
Ohio State. Update.
I like it.
34, Clemson 30. That's
yes.
It.
There you go.
There.
Rock. Sweeper.
Okay. My thoughts are, and I delve a little bit into college football, but not a whole lot. But here's one of my second rants of the night. Okay, if I'm not a Buckeye fan either, but
calm down.
But when I heard what Dabo Sweeney said, I'm thinking, is that really necessary? I mean.
That's great. If it'd been chalkboard stuff, boys.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
That's great stuff for the Buckeyes.
And had it been any other year, but this year, we'd laugh it off as you know, just
his name is Coach Dabo, talk. For God's sake.
Yeah, that's something else.
Get a real name, Dabo.
Dabo.
Sounds like he should be selling Brillo pads on the side of the road.
Dabo.
Well,
okay, what are you doing on New Year's Eve, Jack?
Babysitting.
Loser. Chuck? What are you doing?
Probably absolutely nothing.
Loser.
I might
Neil?
Be.
Well, I'll be in bed by 9:30.
Loser. Pete?
Partying hard, baby.
Who with?
With my buddy Bill.
All right.
Yeah.
Party rock.
A house party.
Good boy.
I'll be probably boozed up, forgetting who I am, praying to God somebody takes advantage of me.
Hey, hey, hello.
Well, I hope he does.
Want to do a radio show about 11 o'clock?
There you go.
Oh, I'm sure I can probably pull that off.
Well, guys, I tell you what, with that said, I don't think there's anybody that is not anxious to get 2020 behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No joke there.
And, you know, and again, I know that that there's been a lot of people that have also had a lot of blessings. You know, Fee's.
Absolutely.
Fee's got his.
I got a couple grandkids coming.
Yeah. So.
On any day. I'm happy.
Yeah. So, you know, there's always much to be thankful for.
Yep.
You 2020 was a challenge, and you know you can't make a good sailor in calm seas, they say. So
there you go.
We look forward to 2021. We'll kick ass and see what the good Lord's got to throw at us.
We ain't scared.
Nope. And we will see everybody next year. For Jack Stogler, Fee, Bilzy, Rocker, Neil, Chuck,
Bubba.
And Bubba, wherever he is.
Wherever
he is. We are out of here. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day.